North Korea, the most isolated country on the planet, which is why it's called the Hermit Kingdom.
But it's also pretty important we try to understand North Korea. It has the world's fourth largest army and a habit of using the military to provoke the South.
Beautiful terrain, suffering people, and a volatile leader who seems to have a trigger finger.
North Korea, misunderstood or armed and dangerous?
Tell you this much, Kim Jong-il is said to be a crack shot. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, November 24th. Still trying. You know, it's funny. We talk about the Iron Curtain during the Cold War, and I wonder what we call this curtain that is surrounding North Korea, keeping people from looking inside.
And if the crack shot was firing yesterday, did he hit a bullseye? An important point. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. Korea is at the top of the news. President Obama says the U.S. stands shoulder to shoulder with South Korea. He spoke to ABC News.
South Korea is our ally. It has been since the Korean War, and we strongly affirm our commitment to defend South Korea as part of that alliance.
As part of the commitment, the president says he's sending the USS George Washington, an aircraft carrier, and other warships to the region. The carrier brings 75 fighter jets with it. How the North will react is unknown. Former U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Hill tells our partner, the BBC, there might be a dangerous power vacuum in the North.
I think it does speak to an overall problem in North Korea right now, which is that it's in the midst of a succession.
The North was in the midst of succession in the 1980s when it blew up a South Korean airliner and tried to assassinate the South Korean president in Myanmar. There are those who see yesterday's attacks as a way for Kim Jong-un, who was tapped as heir apparent in September, to establish his military credentials. We'll take a deeper look at all these issues in just a few moments.
The Homeland Security Department thinks it's time to scrap the color-coded terror alert system. It's making that recommendation to the White House today. The idea is to replace it with a more descriptive way to tell the public about threats. We've been in orange for a really long time. You may not have been aware of that. Federal Reserve is lowering its economic expectations for 2011. It projects unemployment will remain higher than previously thought, hovering around 9%. Through the year. The forecast is better for the auto industry. Hard-hit Kokomo, Indiana got a boost when Chrysler announced it plans to pump another $800 million into three factories there. President Obama was there last night, and he says there's a lesson to be learned.
Don't bet against America. Don't bet against the American auto industry. Don't bet against American ingenuity. Don't bet against the American worker. Don't bet against us.
Fiat, which owns Chrysler. Don't bet against Fiat.
On top of that, the Treasury Department says it's received nearly $12 billion from last week's IPO of GM stock. You should feel reassured. We're actually in a yellow alert.
We're in a yellow alert?
Yeah. Oh, so we're safer. Okay. You feel better?
That's good. You know, the Treasury Department should get its own show on CNBC for making such a good stock trade there on the GM stock.
There you go.
The United Nations says the cholera epidemic in Haiti is spreading twice as fast as predicted. Officials say they're expecting 200,000 cases of infection in the next 3 months. In Portugal this morning, it sounds like this. Nationwide strike has paralyzed rail, air, and other services. Public workers are protesting budget cuts amid the country's debt crisis. Meanwhile, in Ireland, that government is preparing to unveil a four-year deficit-cutting plan. Standard & Poor's lowered the Ireland debt rating this morning, giving it a negative outlook.
And in a first-of-its-kind NASA study, scientists say the world's lakes are getting a lot hotter. On average, they say lakes have warmed 2 degrees since 1985. That's 3 times the increase in global temperatures over the same period. Looking at the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up, and so are futures. The Dow starts at 11,036, the S&P at 1,180, and the NASDAQ at 2,494. Well, later on, we're going to speak about, not only are we going to get further into the North Korean story, but we're going to talk about people traveling home, as this is the busiest travel season of the year, Thanksgiving is. And we're wondering, are you going by plane, train, automobile, and how are you getting there? How's it going? Let us know by texting your story to 69866 and include the word SCAN.